Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone. Alexis Stevens is joining us. She is new on the job as a farm management specialist for 11 counties here in West Central Iowa with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Alexis, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much. Hey, congratulations on the new opportunity. Pretty exciting for you.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Now, you are not new to Iowa State University Extension, even though you're new to this particular position. Talk a little bit about your history.
So, yeah, Extension has kind of been in my blood, in my background, my whole life. Both of my parents work in Extension in various roles. And I'm for about the last 18 months, I have been the county director for Boone County.
Your folks were involved in Extension, so you just didn't have a choice.
No, I tried to run away from it, and I tried to join the Army and get away from farming and Extension, but it just pulls you back in, and so I'm right back here.
Yeah, what did your folks do?
They worked in economic development and some of the beginning farmer value-added ag, and eventually my mom was vice president of Iowa State Extension about 10, 12 years ago.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So you do have a strong background there, and a lot of opportunity in Iowa State University Extension programming these days, and just getting a chance to do something a little different now. Instead of being in the office as an Extension director, will you hope to be spending a little bit more time out in the field here coming up?
I am very excited. You know, I started right before COVID hit, and so not only was I not out in the field and meeting people, we weren't even in the office for a while, so it was very lonely. So I'm really excited to get out and do in-person programming. I'm not a huge fan of the Zoom and the online meetings. I like to talk to people. I like that time before the program starts or during the breaks and afterwards we can talk and get to know each other. And I'm really excited to just be focused on ag and farm management. You know, as a director, it was everything that Extension covers: economic development, the 4-H, the human sciences, and the ag. So I'm looking forward to being a little bit more focused.
Yeah, well, we learned a lot about ourselves, I think we found out here in this last year or year and a half. But one of the things we kind of learned, too, is it's nice to be able to talk to folks face-to-face.
Yes, it is wonderful. My background in the military was in counterintelligence and in interrogation, which sort of makes me sound like a scary person. But really, that was just going out into the community and talking to people and getting to know them and getting to know what their needs were. And, in that time, it was how the military could help them. But we do the same thing with Extension, is we go out and talk to people and find out what their needs are and how we can help them. But then we learn a lot more from the people. And I think in the end that the farmers and the producers are educating the Extension agents as well.
Well, as a farm management specialist, talk a little bit about what you'll be visiting with folks about. What will you be helping farmers with?
Well, the first thing that I'm going to be doing will be those land leasing meetings, you know, to figure out how you're going to structure your leases, who's going to be doing the farming on the land that you own. I am kind of tentatively thinking we might do some drought meetings. I'm hopeful that if I tell you all that I'm going to do drought meetings, the drought will end. So, but up here in Greene County, we got about an inch of rain recently. So I'm hopeful that maybe we're at the end of that drought.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
And then going forward, a lot of the Women in Ag, Annie's Project, and those sorts of things.
Sure. Do you have a specialty among some of these types of things with your background? Are you, better with the crops, with livestock, with the economics part of it? Is there a certain area that you really enjoy?
The business planning. I have an MBA, so that the business planning aspect of that, I really have a heart for beginning farmers and specialty producers. I've worked with farmers markets and people who are producing things beyond just corn and soybeans. And so that would be my specialty with maybe the local foods, some of the value-added ag, crop marketing. I did raise cattle, but I would not say that I am the specialist that you want to talk to about cattle.
Okay. Well, you talk about beginning farmers. That's a real thing these days. We always talked about down the road we're going to see a time when it'll probably be more and more difficult to get young people interested in becoming and getting into the farming industry. But it's not down the road. We're kind of there, aren't we?
We are. You know, we're seeing a lot of the farmers are getting to that point where they're ready to retire and they need somebody to come in, that next generation. And a lot of times that next generation now is actually in their late 30s and full 40s, but those are still beginning farmers. So we have a lot of programs and information from Iowa State and then also through the FSA office and other organizations that we partner with on getting people into farming, finding resources, finding information, finding money.
Finding money. Yeah, that's a key one, isn't it?
Yep. Finding money and you know, connecting those farmers who are ready to retire and connecting them with the farmers who are interested in getting started. And, you know, if you aren't born into the farm family, then it can be very difficult to get started in farming. And as a veteran, I'm excited that we're starting to get some programs for veterans and being able to connect veterans who want to come to Iowa or come back to Iowa and farm and connecting them with farmers who are ready to retire or change the way they do business.
Yeah, and there are already some programs set up. I know I've visited with some folks in the past who are working on programs just like that. That might be a great resource.
Yes, there are. And there, you know, when I came back to Iowa to start farming, those were just getting started, and it's really exciting to see the, you know, kind of almost the grassroots of the veterans farmers and the home base Iowa and all of those resources that we are making available to veterans, because there's quite a few out there who would, you know, really like to come back to Iowa and come back home and be able to farm, but and they're maybe not aware that those resources are out there. So hopefully we can connect people that way.
Well, and so many people have such varied experiences and opportunities to learn. I just look at you, for example, the family that you grew up in. You had a working knowledge of extension and how things were from that angle. You've seen farm activity. You've been involved in 4-H. You've been serving in the military. You've had time in with an advanced degree in business administration. You've had opportunities in a lot of different ways. You connect all that together. Do you feel like you have a different perspective?
I do. I feel like I've got, you know, that checklist of the things that you want your farm management specialist to know. And so I have that background and that base knowledge, and I have those experiences. So I hope that when I'm out talking to farmers and producers that, you know, we can build a rapport and a connection, you know, because I've been through those experiences and I've been through, you know, the succession planning with my own family and building the business up and then building it down and being able to sell some of the business to a beginning farmer. You know, I've just had a whole variety of experiences. So I hope that I can bring my perspective and my knowledge and be able to share that with everyone in West Central Iowa.
You bet. Well, Alexis is serving Green, Carroll, Crawford, Monona, Ida, Sac, Calhoun, and a little bit closer to us, Guthrie, Audubon, Shelby, and Harrison counties. That's a pretty stretched out region. That's going to be one of the other challenges, too. You say you want to get face-to-face, but well, you can spend a little time in a vehicle doing that, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit, but, you know, it's a nice drive. It's a pretty country. I especially like getting down south of Greene County, and it's not so flat anymore, and there's a lot of scenery. And I've driven down there a couple times already. I've really enjoyed just seeing the little small towns and the people and friendly people. Got my car washed when I was down in Atlantic a couple weeks ago, so that was great.
Very good. Chance to get out and experience some of the countryside and actually see what you're going to be helping out with. That's great. Well, we hope you have a lot of success with this and a lot of fun, too. It's meant to be enjoyable as well as you help people reach their goals and their dreams. You'll be housed out of the Extension office in Greene County in Jefferson, but obviously, as we said, spending a little bit of time getting out and meeting folks as well. So Alexis Stevens is the farm management specialist for those 11 counties here in west central portion of the state of Iowa. So she'll be meeting you very soon. I'm guessing the county fairs will take you out to a lot of locations here pretty quickly.
I hope. hope so. I'm still helping out with Boone County as their county director until the end of their fair. So that's going to keep me pretty busy till the middle of July. And I've got 7 kids that are involved in the Greene County Fair. That's the week before Boone County, but hopefully I can get out to some other county fairs if they aren't at the same time as those other two.
Wow, it sounds like you
and
sweat.
If not this year, we'll see them next year.
That's right. Well, it sounds like you sweat a little bit more during fair time than the rest of us.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Pulled several different ways. Well, very good. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, too. Well, Alexis, thank you so much for the visit today, and best of luck to you. We hope you enjoy the new opportunity.
Thanks. It was great talking to you.